الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى لسنته واهتدى بهدى إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، يقول بغير ما يرحم الله تعالى سيد من بخبار الصالحين in the chapter of التوبة ربنتز says الحديث number 23 وعن ابن عباس وانس بن مالك رضي الله عنهم ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الرزاقيت بابن عباس قال انس بن مالك مع الله بن زد من عبد الله بن عباس and his father عباس قال انس but not his father مالك because his father مالك died on كفر أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لأن الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أن ابن آدم واديا من ذهب أحب أن يكون له واديان ولن يملأ ذلك إلا التراب ويتوب الله على من تاب فلما سمع الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that if the child of Adam If a child of Adam, yani one of the mankind, whether a man or a woman, had a valuable of God, he would desire to have two values of God. Nothing can fill his mouth except the soil. The soil, meaning the grave, when he dies. He would not find it sufficient. Whatsoever money he gets, he still doesn't find it sufficient. Except when he dies, then he does not take money. So life is stopped. So then you don't see the man seek money just when he dies. Before dying, even if he is too old, bend his back, his eye goes bent down over his eye, he's walking all with a stick, but he still looks for money. He still goes for money and fights for money. That's how Allah created man. And then he says, Allah turns with mercy to him who turns to him to Allah in repentance. That is the important part of the hadith which is related to our topic, repentance. So, whosoever repents back to Allah, Allah will accept his repentance. Whatsoever sins you make, whatsoever major sins you make, if you repent, Allah will accept your repentance. Allah will accept your repentance. So what do we need to do? Just repent. And as we listened to hadith sometime before, the Prophet ﷺ said, oh people, seek forgiveness and repentance from Allah as I have been to Allah in a day 100 times. So the Prophet ﷺ repents back to Allah and every day 100 times. What about us? What about us? And look, for how much repentance we make per day. Maybe if we count all the repentance we seek in all the past year, maybe Allah A'lam, it does not come to 100 times. But Rasulullah who has no sin, he used to repent in each day 100 times. Subhanallah. So we need to do a lot of repentance, but day and night. And in the last hadith of this chapter, which is agreed upon and reported in the Sirat of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه, who said, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, يبحث الله سبحانه وتعالى إلى رجلين يبتل أحدهما الآخر يدخلان الجنة يقاتل هذا في سبيل الله فيقتل ثم يتوب الله على القاتل فيسلم فيستشهد
He shall say the same that Allah, the exalted, smiles at two persons. Allah smiles. So what does that mean? This is one of the attributes of Allah. We have to believe in it. Without making any example for Allah, are you smiling? No, we don't ask about that. But we believe he smiles. We know the meaning of smile. It's a kind of expansion of the happiness that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with these two. Allah Ta'ala smiles at two persons. Who they are? One of them killed the other. One of them killed the other. How can Allah smile to the one who killed? He was father. And the one who was killed was Muslim. And they were in a battle. Anybody can tell me a name of that of a kind of person? Can you remember any name? Sahabi, who was father and he killed Muslim, and then he ended Islam and died of an Islam. But I told him that, for example, the one who killed Hamza, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is called Wahshi. Wahshi was a slave of him. And him, Bint Azba, commanded him to kill Hamza. Because Hamza, in the Battle of Badr, he killed her father, brothers. So Wahshi killed Hamza. And after the battle, Wahshi became Muslim. So, no way that he's to be killed. Halas. Rasulullah did not kill him. Even he was the killer of Hamza. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very sad for Hamza to be killed. But what can he do? The man has embraced Islam, become Muslim. And then this man, Wahshi, was killed in a battle. So both of them will go to Jannah. Both of them will go to Jannah. And these, like these two, Allah smiles at. These two persons, and the light of them, Allah Ta'ala smiles at. So we understand from this hadith that Allah Ta'ala smiles from his attributes that he smiles. That he smiles. And that person who killed, in a state, who killed and then rebuilt, especially if he killed when he was father and then he rebuilt to Allah by Islam, this person, Allah Ta'ala will not question him for what he did in the past. Otherwise, many Sahaba would not be considered believers. Khalid ibn Walid is not to Khalid ibn Walid. And until the battle of Uhud, he was very strong fighter against the Muslims. And he's the one who came in Uhud from the back side of the mountain of the Arkham, and he he defeated the army of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But remember, Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him Sayyidullah. He called him Sayyidullah. Even Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl, his father was covered and part of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was killed in Badr. And Ikrimah was up until the Council of Makkah, which was on the 8th year of Hijrah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died by 3 years. That time when he embraced Islam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah. But when he became Muslim, Rasulullah did not even show him any anger for what he did in the past. Because the past is past, after Islam Khalas. Amr ibn al-As was with the Kuffar, and he was very clever. And you know that Amr ibn al-As was one of the two messengers of Quraysh to Al-Najashi in the Habasha to convince him
to send back the Muslims to Mecca so they tossed in there. Amr ibn al-As is one of the two, you know, messengers. Abu Sufyan was the leader of the army in the Battle of Al-Ahzab, Handaq, Uhud, and many others, but he became Muslim. And then he was very great Sahabi. And he was Amir al-Mu'mineen. Muhammad was Amir al-Mu'mineen. So, when there are people who kill Muslims, but they were in Kufr. Now when they become Muslim, we cannot kill them. Allah. Because Allah loves them now. We cannot kill someone who Allah loves. We cannot kill someone who Allah loves. Huh? And then he said, one of them killed the other, and then the one who, the killer, become Muslim. So he repented. So Allah Ta'ala accepts his repentance. And then he goes into a battle and he is killed as a Messiah, as a Shaheed. He is killed by the other Kuffar. So he is accepted as a Shaheed. And the Shaheed will only go to Jannah. No one else, go to Jannah. And he is not going to be questioned either. With the first drop of blood, he loses, all the sins go off. So this means that the tawbah, the repentance, is very important. Very, very important. And we have to renew our tawbah every day and night. Every day and night. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Every day and night. We have to repent to Allah Ta'ala. We remember the sins we make or we don't remember. We still need to repent because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made no sin. But he used to repent every day for 100 times. So how many times do we need to repent? Allah knows this. Maybe thousands for our sins. We are committing sins even in the masjid we make sins. Even in the masjid we backbite, we surrender, we mock, we lie. Even in the masjid. So we need to repent a lot. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to repentance and accept it from us. Allah Ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.